This is May the 16th, 1979. I am recording voices, David Mole and Frank Lephart, in reference to the construction of the Alcan Highway in 1942 and 1943. Some of these remarks will be available for print to be used in the various ways to put in the museum at Florence, Oregon. I'm recording right now, so go ahead. What town in Missouri were you born in?
I was born trying to get a beginning.
Okay. Okay.
My name is Frank E. Lepar.
Yeah.
I was born on October the 4th, 1888, in a railroad town in Missouri, Brookfield, Missouri.
Brookfield?
Brookfield, Missouri.
Okay.
And my father was a railroad engineer. Lived there when I was grown.
Okay. You went to high school there?
I went to high school in Brookfield, Missouri. And after graduating from high school, I graduated from high school in 1905.
You graduated from high school in 1905. Okay. Okay.
Spent 2 years working at the railroad roundhouse, preparatory to going to college, where I took civil engineering. I wish you could turn that off.
You went to Missoula, you went to Billings, Montana, and lived in Billings for a while, but you went to work at Missoula, Montana, for the Bureau of Public Roads. Okay.
But I Well, I might say, I'll change it now. I homesteaded for 3 or 4 years and then started working for the county surveyor of Yellowstone County, Billings, Montana being the county seat. Then I went to Missoula, Montana. I guess I won't say anything about going to one other town in between. And got a job as chief draftsman on a survey party in the mountains. In the fall of 1922, I decided to go back to Missouri and go to the university and complete my education. I completed my education, Columbia, Missouri, 1 year, of course, and then started working for the Division of Highways of the state of Missouri. Worked there for 20 odd years, and the salary scale in Missouri was very poor, and I decided to look for some place to go that would be better. And I heard of the building of the Alaskan Highway, so I went to Kansas City to ask for employment on the Alaskan Highway. They told me they would give me a job, but I think I could pass a physical examination. I passed the physical examination, and they gave me the largest piece of road and I went to this highway being built. Northwest Territory. We were out of the counties and whatever. And they gave me 30 miles of road to build. Most of the engineers were people from the United States. And a great many of the contractors were from the United States. They gave me, most of them were given 12 to 14 miles of road to build. They gave me the biggest contractor in Canada. I believe the name was Toronto Paving Company. 30 miles of road to build. And the contractor men worked 11 hours a day with two shifts, one day shift and one night shift. So 7 days a week, which made very little leisure time. And I had to be in on most of it. And I wrote this on for myself.
Right.
I won't say anything about it.
Want me to stop it now for a while?
The Bureau of Public Roads, for some reason or other, thought that the Japanese would bombard the western coast of the United States and they needed a road to Alaska. An inner road to Alaska, far enough away so that it would always be available. And this was what we were building. We surveyed this road and made a set of plans of a complete road. It was probably half of it. Of the road between Fairbanks, Alaska, and Edmonton, Canada. It had been built by those two cities, a road towards each other, about a third of the way. And the part that we were to build had been built as a trail by Army engineers.
Now that's the American Army engineers or the Canadian engineers?
American.
American, okay.
By the time we got up there, their scare, who were the Japanese bombarding the United States, which of course was foolish. In the beginning, was all over. And they decided, instead of building their new road that they had plans for, they would simply widen the Army Engineer Trail.
Now that's the That's the existing road there that was there at the time. Okay, yeah.
To 30 feet and gravel it. The bridges that had been put in this road all the time were made out of timber from the surrounding country. And the trees up there are not large. Country is rather swampy, what they call muskegon. And so the bridges built were short. They were dropped down low, so the trees weren't long enough. And practically every hard rain washed out. So the United States did use that much of their plan. They put in the steel bridges, structural steel bridges, for the road. Otherwise, it was useless. Of course, we had to build the approaches to the bridges and I think we probably had to help the United States engineers who were in charge of the bridges and the contractors were United States contractors on the bridges. This kind of change.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to date this again. This is May 22nd, we're taking this report now. And this is a conversation between Frank Leiphart and myself. And we're discussing the Alaskan Highway, Section D, basically, from, say, milepost 35 north to 48 north. And that's in the Fort Nelson vicinity, is that right? Okay. And we never did then establish where we thought milepost 1 was. We never did figure out where, in other words, you didn't think that you, whether it was at Dawson Creek or where. You said there wasn't any road there at Dawson Creek. The road was west of Dawson Creek, as I understood it the other day.
No.
No.
Dalton Creek, the road started at, that town. I intended to be about this town, well, there was a store, one of the old time stores in this town.
Or Fort St. John?
Yeah.
That's north of Dawson Creek now.
Yeah, that's Fort St. John. They had a one of those.
That's where you went up and bought some clothes or shoes or something, wasn't it? You said you went up there? Yeah, right, okay. Well, now, in other words, you're saying to me now then that you think that the road actually started at Fort St. John, approximately.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it went from there northwest to Fort Nelson.
Yeah.
Did it go through Fort Nelson? Do you recall that part of it?
I think it was a little off Fort
Nelson. Okay. 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 Well, that's good enough. That's good enough.
I stayed there all night at Fort Nelson. Because I drove up from Fort Dawson to Fort Nelson.
Uh-huh.
The first day.
And according to the map, that's about 75 miles, approximately. Yeah, according to the map there. Okay. And then we decided the other day, we concluded that these pictures that we have here, can be assumed that those pictures were taken in 1942 and 1943, according to the way they, which I've got down here. Okay. Then on the, what else did I have? Okay. Then I had down here the fact that, set of instruments that I got was approximately 1905. So I can date them at that date. See, I want to type up a little tag and put inside the cover of it, dated, mm-hmm. that date, so that they'll have something to see, you know. So I've got that on here. Yeah. Okay. Now, I didn't make any more notes after that. I guess we went to do something else or something.
No, we haven't.
I think we did. A lot of things I wanted to get on tape. We didn't get on tape. That's what made me. Now. Oh, and we decided that this was a handheld level. That was a handheld level there, and I wanted to be sure.
Don't use that. It's a handheld.
Handheld?
Hand level.
Oh, just a hand level, that's all.
Oh,
that's all. No handheld part of it. Oh, hand level.
It's hand level.
Ah, so. Okay. Now, you have any idea when you got that?
Any idea when I got that?
When you got that, how old that is. Because I want to mark that, too.
Sure. I graduated college in 1922, too, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if I had the hand level right after that.
Right after that, so say in the vicinity of anywhere between 23 and 24 then.
I went to work right away.
Oh, did you? Well, why don't we?
I know it.
All right. Well, why don't we put it? Why don't we put it then? Why don't we date it 1922?
I knew the father was a district engineer. His name was Spann.
In Missouri there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to work on a road. I wish you had a Missouri map. I haven't got a Missouri.
Well,
I had to use it right away because I was taking out a loan.
In Missouri? Okay, all right.
30 mile road, I think.
30 mile road.
And at that time, I just graduated. I was not, that was, I was in Missouri. Worked for Missouri about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't like it because they didn't pay enough money.
Well, then, according to that, then, you went from Missouri right up to Alaska.
That's right. I went to Alaska.
According to those dates.
I was looking for something to pay me more.
Right.
And they said that they would pay $2,800 a year, plus, of course, all expenses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They paid the expenses up there and back and everything. You weren't out anything.
Okay.
I must have had to pay for that. I'm mistakes.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah, because I want to date that too. And that book, of course, this one here, this book here is that engineer's handbook. That's already dated. That's 1919, so we don't have to worry about that.
Mm.
We know what that is. Yeah, that's McGraw-Hill Book Company.
Mm-hmm.
So 1919, so we don't have to worry. We'll just leave that page open like that, or however they want it. I haven't gotten down there yet to talk to the people yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that if they don't have a place for it, I know where it can go. I've got a place where it can go, and that's over Klamath Falls in a private museum over there that is... A friend of mine has it, and I know that he'd welcome it if they decide not to take it here. I'd rather have it here as long as you're a resident here, see. But I haven't had a chance. Well, I just haven't gone down. I shouldn't say I haven't had a chance, but I just haven't gone down to take care of it yet. I wanted to get some more information because I wanted to find out how large a space would be needed, to put in there. Before I went down and approached them about it. So that's what I wanted to do. And then I wanted to find out if they wanted pictures and how they want to do it. And I know they'll want this. And well, that's your report, your final report. So no question about that.
I don't remember that. I met one man I knew in California. I met it there.
Mm-hmm. Well, in some of your diary, there was a man from, I think, Colorado, too, that you had met, as I recall. I was trying to remember those places, but... Apparently they came from all over. Then you had some of the Canadians working.
That's right.
With the Canadians up there, too.
We had some of our other chain members.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then the... And
some of them were all over. They were from all over.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to tell.
Sure.
There was only one of them. There was only one of them that was an experience for... transit man.
The only one that was an experienced transit man? Is that right? Yes, because reading over your diary there, I got the impression that somewhere along the line the contractors didn't want to put out the work that they should do, according to some of the reports that you wrote in your diary there, that they were up there, but they didn't seem to want to work very well unless they were pushed, you know what I mean? Had somebody right there all the time to keep them going. So this is...
I had one, the rest of them were out in Colorado.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were, rather young boys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They all came from the United States.
And then, of course, the Corps of Engineers, the Army Corps of Engineers, they were all involved in that whole thing too, weren't they? Because they had, didn't you tell me the other day that they had some equipment, that the Corps of Engineers supplied some of the equipment with the contractors? Or did I misunderstand? Well, we were talking about some of those pictures, and it had the picture of a Corps of Engineer man standing there by the tent. And I think I understood you to say that the Corps of Engineers supplied some of the ditch diggers or whatever they were, the cats or something? Or was that all contractors?
All the contractor brought all that.
Well, the contractor brought all that. Okay, okay.
And it brought in, I wouldn't care if I were to put this in, brought in three camps.
You had three different camps. Okay. So in other words, what were...
I eat part of iron one, part of iron another. I slept at one camp. But this is the main camp. But I had two little camps where they had food and everything.
You mean you slept in one camp and ate in others?
Yep. I ate
in all three of them at various times. So then, in other words, what we're talking about now, this 35 North to 48 North in Section D is just a partial length of the camp area that you were assigned to, in other words. Yeah, okay, okay, okay. Well, that could be it. That could be it. That could be the final report then. Okay. All right. Because that's what it said, the final construction report here. So what happened, there was, previous to that, probably like milepost 1 to milepost 35 and then to 48. So that'd be 48 miles. That'd be 48 miles.
I remember now that most of them had about 10 or 12 miles. I had 30.
You had 30. Okay.
I know that.
Okay.
And they got through there, and someone lopped off in the middle of them.
Oh, I see.
End up with.
Oh, I see.
End up with.
Yeah, okay.
And this probably
was the tail end.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, okay. That gets that squared away then. So, yeah. So we've got an idea of what we're talking about. That's all.
I thought it was rather unfair that most of those guys had 10 or 12 miles.
You had 30.
I had 30.
Yeah.
And I had a contractor that had two shifts, and they each one worked 11 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, now how much did they work?
Well, now
they work 22 hours a day, 7 days a week.
How in the sand hill could they do that? Without any sleep? Two hours?
No, I said it was...
Okay, wait a minute.
Two outfits.
Oh.
Two outfits.
Okay, okay.
Each one worked 11 hours
okay,
a day.
Okay,
okay. Well, one worked 11, and the other one worked 11.
Okay, okay.
So there was two...
Yeah.
2 hours for the ones anybody worked.
Right, right, okay.
That meant that I was out at night. I could even was out.
Oh, sure. Sure.
I didn't get much sleep.
Well, I would think not.
I had one experience that you won't get in there. But I don't think you better. One day I was going home to my pile by myself, and I saw a bear with two cubs. I think one of them was yellow and one of them was black.
Uh-huh.
I remember, and I thought I'd stop the car. I was a quarter of a mile away. I stopped the car and got out of the car, and Mrs. Bear turned right around. She was going away, turned right around and came right after me. I got in the car. see them look to try to get the car. That was too much. But
yeah,
she wasn't going to have any men. Getting out to her two cubs.
Well, they can be. I know. I've been up there, and I know what that. You know, I know what the bears can do. They're so unpredictable. Very unpredictable.
She started after me. I didn't waste any time at all getting back in the car. I started it up and she went away. Trying to think of the name of the bridge that was on my job. There were four bridges on my job that the United States made new bridges. I mean, you know, they built wooden bridges all the time, and they always washed out every time it rained and well fast.
Okay.
So the United States kept that much of their plans. There were plans for all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like ordinary road.
Right.
Yeah, like an ordinary road. But they got this, somebody got some sense in his head and knew that Japan would never bombard the Cold War coast. And so they decided to widen the road that the army engineer had built.
Mm-hmm.
They built a narrow road all the way along there, and the oil companies used it all the time, because the oil companies were running up and down that road constantly.
Mm-hmm.
They just had us widen to 30 feet the road that the
existing
army engineers had built, and take out the worst curve where they left some pretty rummy curves.
Mm-hmm.
We made new curves, and that was all. And then we this is the Yard. Is that the anything about the Yard River?
Yard River?
The Yard.
The Yard.
That's the way it comes to my mind. It was a pretty good sized river. Maybe it had a pretty good sized bridge on it. Along my road. And we had to go into the closest to it.
Okay, that's that must be, it's north of Ranawan or whatever it is here, between St. John and Fort Nelson, apparently north of there, because I don't see it on here.
No, it isn't. It was west of Fort Nelson.
It was west? Well, that'd be off of my map here. I have the Cameron River here.
No.
And I have the Halfway River west of...
There were three other rivers, and they were smaller, and I haven't made no ghost to an idea.
All right. Then that's off of my map. I don't have that part of it.
In my report, mention rivers. In my book, mention rivers.
I don't remember now. I read through the report, too, but it might have. And whether I read all the reports properly or not, I don't know.
That one was a big size bridge.
Okay.
And they had it. They had a crew, just like we did, of Canadians. I think they had all Americans. I'm sure they did. I know why. Mm-hmm. That's just what I said. Wait a minute. Steamboat Creek. That's right.
Yeah, Steamboat Creek is in there.
And the Tito River. Tito River. Tito River. Must be that river I'm talking about.
Okay.
Now, there was a great big wild, great big river. I never saw it. Before we got to Fort Nelson. We weren't building at all.
Well, I don't have it on my map because I don't go that far north. I've got to get another map.
Yes, sir.
I'll go down to AAA and get another map when I'm in Eugene next time. I wish I had a topographical map, but I don't have one, so. But I know that there are, like you say, there are a lot of those that,
I didn't know I could write this good.
Well, it seems you apparently did. Now I'm trying to see here.
Elevation of the beginning, beginning at mile 35 was 1,219 feet on Tito Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Elevation at the end at mile 43 was 2,085 feet. These elevations are also maximum and minimum for the job.
Okay.
That must be, you see, I didn't quite finish. And they sent other fellows over through their 12-mile jobs to take the tail end of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they've taken everything from Steamboat Creek to Tito Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here you've got on April. On April 23rd, 1943, you've got here partly cloudy to mile 27. Ice at Cleto piling up some at the bridge. Had men blast the channel below it so ice could get away. So apparently there was ice was building up on the Cleto Bridge and you had them blasted away.
It was.
And the contractor put a stick put one stick blast under the bridge, but it lifted the bridge and he had to work at night to straighten it. Apparently he lifted the bridge up and had to straighten it out or something.
I don't remember that. I had to many other things alone.
Yeah, right. This is very interesting. I tried to read it all through.
I never thought of that.
Oh, I enjoyed it thoroughly. That's why I got the map out there, and I tried to pinpoint places as you were going, but I couldn't very well on this map. That's why I have to get another map. But I'm going to do it when I'm in Eugene. I'll get another map. Now, what is... Who would be a USED engineer? Smith took my truck and went gallivanting around all day with a USED engineer. United States? I don't know.
That's the United States, all right.
United States Engineering Department? I don't know. Engineer. You stayed in your office, had plenty of work on the records to do, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, they paid my car wore out, first car wore out, and so they had all kinds of old cars up there. And my contractor fixed one up for me, but I had the rest of the junk, and it was a two-seater, or rather bigger than that. It was a big thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they, instead of putting a gas tank in there, a big gas tank, and they were blow, they had it in the back seat.
Put the gas tank in the back seat?
That was like a car, well, so. But it traveled. That's the one I read. That's the one that lost its lights. It's not the only.
Well, that, this brings up to May 11th, 1943. And then I don't know, the other one here goes, well, let's see, where do we start here? Well, this is April. This is April 10th. And this goes through June 1943. So you apparently had two sets of books. See, this one goes from April. This one goes from.
Yes, but I didn't leave. I didn't leave till November.
All right. Well, September. Here we have September, October. The last entry in this book is October 30th.
Well, that's about right.
1943.
I left there in November.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this covers from April.
You're getting some information.
Yeah.
Whether you want it or not.
Right. April 10th. This one starts April 10th and goes to October. October 30th.
I left Kansas City in March.
Okay.
Kansas City in March.
All right.
Went to Minneapolis, and then went across to Canada.
Yeah. And, I think that's in this one here.
It took us several days, but we had, you see, Minneapolis was considerably east of where we were.
Oh, yeah, sure. You took the Rock Island Rocket to St. Paul, and you had checked your trunk, and you found they didn't have the baggage on the rocket, on the streamliner. You made connections at St. Paul at 8 o'clock with the Great Northern to Winnipeg. The sleeper was not air-conditioned. May 26th, you arrived at the Canadian border. Got into Winnipeg about 12.
I wish I could see that town again.
Winnipeg. Isn't that a wonderful place, though? Yeah, I've been there two or three different times.
It has. The railroad was up in the air, mm-hmm. way up in the air, and the town was way down below.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's about all I remember of it.
Yeah.
It fascinated me, and I love to see it again. But I didn't come back that way, see?
Oh, you didn't?
I asked to be returned to Missoula, Montana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Missoula, Montana, yeah, okay.
Because I wanted to go to California.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to California, worked 15 years in California before I had retired
mm-hmm.
70 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my wife drove our car to Kansas, from Brookfield, Missouri, which is about 120 miles east of Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
She drove that car to Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Only.
You mean to California?
She drove to Missouri.
Oh, she drove from Missouri. Oh.
She drove it from Brookfield, Missouri to Missouri.
Oh, to Missouri, okay.
I asked to be let out.
Yeah.
I couldn't ask to go to California.
No.
They wouldn't have taken me that far. I had to ask for places. I had two brothers who lived in Missouri. One was a dean of law school, and one was a head of a department in a hardware store.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jules Mercantile, he was the head of the hardware department. And my wife wanted to go there, and that's where I asked to be let out.
Mm-hmm.
So they let me out. They took me to Spokane, the Westville Crossing, between Canada and
Missoula.
And no crossing between Missoula at that far east.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was one out of Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.